Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, my honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, you already know what it is, it's your boy Brooklyn Black. We're doing it tonight, Thursday, July 28th, 2011. We're doing pregame radio because Saturday night there won't be a pregame because we're all going to be at Lady Steele's birthday bash going down Saturday night at the Todd's Lounge, 48 West 21st Street in New York City. We'll be in the building celebrating the lady for her day, and we're going to have an exclusive playlist tomorrow for pregame radio just for Lady Steele on her birthday. So hit us up, 347-857-4302. Did I mention ladies are free all night? Everyone else is free before 12 o'clock. So let's get in and hit us up. Brooklyn Black, Spider-Man. We in the building. Ebony, we here too. And we're doing the damn thing. It's pre-game radio. Enjoy the throwbacks. We'll be right back. You heard?
My stripes show like regiments, military intelligence, murder game. I leave no evidence, credentials. Go ask my preschool, even talk to my old principal. He tell you how I used to pack a number two pencil. Savage students, grabbing teachers, Catholics, preachers. In the school staircase, cutting class, passing my reefer, MO class. Operation Return, they tried to say I was incompetent, not able to learn. The tables turn now, got my own label I earned. Like that nigga said in Dead Presidents, money to burn. Queensbridge, pay homage, respect. Nas is a vet, acknowledge the rep. Pilots, baguettes, niggas is this and that. I'm just the best, putting all balance to rest. Between Latin kings and blood, La Sangre, blood is Spanish. So many thugs vanish, unite the system. The fight within the street wisdom, to help teach the prison.
My crew puff lie, anyone test and pun must die. Just give me one try, now you know you done fucked up, right? Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, casa, take that fasa. You ain't even in my class, I hate an actor that plays a rapper. I'm Trevor Squad, Beta Kappa, everybody's favorite rapper. Grand Imperial College material, insane criminal. The same nigga who known to blow out your brain mineral. I reign subliminal inside the visual. Try to supply your physical with my spirit inside of us lyrical. I'll appear in your dreams like Freddy, do no kidding you. Even if I stuttered, I would still shit on you. Soon as I chitter chatter, you shit and shatter. I'm the kid out of the Bronx that'll stomp you to death like it didn't matter. I'm even better than before. In the metaphor, killers bet it all, I'm punk. One verse, get them all played.
Subject has changed. I mess around and spit 12 at the driver's side door. Your range, six hit you, the other six up in your dame. Mafia style, leave you with your watch and your chain. So take heed that not only can I flow, I can aim. Cause y'all misdemeanor niggas can't stand the rain. Better believe that whenever I see y'all, I'ma test ya. Only cause I know this faggot respect pressure. Hardcore like shit you get kicked out for y'all for. Kids ain't the cops, but I lock niggas up. You can meet me in my cell, I soap and sock niggas up. Far as the flow go, you can let your dough show. Put your money on the table, we can battle on cable. Y'all hot dog niggas get Nathan. Fuck around with Jason, that shorty from the lock, John Clayton.
My son, cool out, what? Don't beef, yo, throw the tool out. Let's run these niggas, kidnap they work, make them move out. Crush cash, hands is like glass, keep the heat in the dash. Did some dirt for some work, caught a gas. The flicker rocker, wicked sneaker rocker, footwear. Strike me out, guard stacking up joints, rack them like footlocker. This is raw, raw like fuck, kid represent. Hit a Crenshaw, hold my word stronger than the Ben store. Relentless, the anthology consolidated with the quickness. Dressed up in the wig and blouse, chillin' sickness. Lex imagination, large go cars. Beat the bogus squad, brains that connect. Put on the older guard, specialist, icicleist. Woolrich collar, feeling the rich. Work for a dollar, don't snitch. That's why broke niggas who got hard guards. Sign them up, start to wind up. We John Blaze and Darn it in the lineup.
Mathematics, you gotta love us. Cause Joey Crackless Gad equals a lot of dead motherfuckers. Just when you thought I was done, I recruited pun. Terror squad in the prize, undisputed done. I'm from the slums where it's worse. Plus my gun still it hurts for fucking with my funds on the first. And go to church like a mobster. Discuss your death over stripping lobster. With my Cuban partners, Lucas with the cartridge. When he shot, run up on any block. Disrespect any cop. Used to run many spots, now I own shops. Gore-Tex with the lock, 564 bills a pop. I'm hot, who wanna get burned? I 5-1 to get nod and watch your whole fucking head turn. You best learn to parlay. I've had a hard day. Fuck around with the dawn and get John Blaze.
John Blaze. John Blaze. Jump, jump. John Blaze. Jump, jump, jump.
try again. Wisdom be leaking out my grapefruit trunk. I dominate break loose, giving Mike's ministry cycles. Streets disciple, I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier, I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Packing like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeeze glocks and PZs drop, though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep, I never fell. Now this rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA, stand up. Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn. So you know how we do. We grandma people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here it go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man, and let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, you already know what it is. We're back, pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Have the Haven smoke in the building. Ab, what's good? What's popping with you?
Yo, son. What's up?
You know, we had each other with doing the damn thing, just did the throwbacks. I felt, you know, I felt Nas-like, you know, just real laid back, chilling. So I figured that's why I do the throwbacks tonight, especially since we got to get the shiny suits on and shit for tomorrow for Lady Steele's playlist.
Go ahead.
You know, so I figured, you know, we just chill, vibe out with some Nas, and, you know, just rock out, set the mood for the night. You know, it's Thursday, the week's sort of winding down for those who got to go to work and all that. So I figured we mellow out with some Nas. You think that was a good look, right?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's not the one I put up on your wall for the throwback, but it'll suffice.
All right, no doubt. And if anything, you know, I'll just throw it on tomorrow if I could get it up on the switchboard before the show's out, we get it on tonight. You know how we do over here.
Mm-hmm.
We try to service the people. That's what we do here at Pregame Radio. But tonight, we got the homie Nat Burn on tonight. You remember him? He called in on Saturday, Busta Hill Freestyle.
Yeah, definitely. From Virginia or something.
Yep. He's going to be in the building with us tonight. You know, and... You know, that was the first. That was the first time an artist just came through and said, yo, I want to spit some, and he spit, and that got him on the show. Like, it was never when someone had to actually audition.
Right.
You know.
Well,
and
that
right
look.
There, that's just...
That spontaneous shit is a good look, too.
Yeah. You know, so it's great to see how pregame evolves where, you know, like I said, we were always having to go look for artists or people to interview and things, and now we're being sought after, so, you know, we're evolving and we're moving up, and it's thanks to the listeners. Thanks to anyone who supports us on Twitter, Facebook, people who call in just to say hey, you know what I'm saying. Big shout-out to the Super Party Boys in Brooklyn. They got a lot of things in the works, and Pregame Radio is going to be part of it. And also because of that, Pregame Radio will be extending to Ustream. So you guys will be able to see your boy, Brooklyn Black, actually broadcast pregame radio from from the new spot. So a lot of stuff that's been going on. Like, I've been busy this week, and like, you have no idea.
Son, how you going to do this? How you going to do Ustream, son? How you going to have... Son, you got a grill for radio, son. You know, I'm just teasing, but that's what's up.
You know,
every
you
new venture is
good,
a good thing.
You know, somebody love my girl for radio face. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Shout out to everybody tuning in out of Nashville who's rocking with a 615 stand up. Past couple weeks, I've been rocking hard with us. Waiting for artists from Tennessee. What's up? Where y'all at? You know, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Let's get it popping. You know, I want to give, you know, show some love to the shop. They say pregame radio don't show no love to the shop, so we try to do that.
Oh, who said that? Who said pregame don't show love to the south?
You know, so I'm trying to show love to the south. You feel what I'm saying? So,
well, if you we going to show love
Carolina,
to anybody if
Florida,
you ain't corny. Yo,
Georgia,
yo, you can't be from
Alabama,
the south.
Holler at us. Texas, get at us.
Word. Hey, somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Don't support y'all. Y'all got to holler at us. Mm-hmm. Closed mouths don't get fed, you know what I'm saying?
True.
And that's what it is. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody on the checking in the chat room. Let me go in here and see what they're talking about right about now. Okay. They say good thing, Brooklyn Black and Evans doing the thing. You know, like we always do, appreciate the love, people.
Yeah.
But before Ev lets us know who need their ass beat, we're going to take a quick little musical interlude, let her get her acute cards and everything in order.
So
hit us up. And if you want to ask somebody out who need their ass beat, hit us up. Let us know. 347-857-4302. If you live in the call queue, hit one if you want to ask somebody out who need their ass beat. They did something stupid or they said some stupid shit or they wore some ridiculous shit. Shout out to the homie with the high water shorts and the black socks and Chuck Taylors. If
and we know your name, but we ain't going to put you on blast.
We don't even need to put no names out there. We don't even need to do that. But we're going to get to this musical interlude. One of my up-and-coming favorite joints, man. Johnny Swagger featuring Jazz Rocker and Free Throw. Wow, man. It's on pregame radio. We'll be right back, Eric.
Ho, ho, right. TJO on maximum. Hood, Rick, line treason on maximum. You're getting bottles, spending money. Ho,
you see that bling blow? Bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I could flew for NASA. I live that fast life, could've drove for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just a passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want, bro. Day for the bitches, handy for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies, fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, got me up, cause I need a fix. I also deal it, hit me up, if you need a hit. I got lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we won't get into that. Her rich, be the team, G, I cue the click. Got so whip it in about the green, you ain't saying shit. Now I got my buzz up, soon I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I just did.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No.
You hear him saying something? You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot now, but I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lames hate it. Nasty on the track, still sit relevant. About the blackout in this bitch like Colin Edison. Never are you better than me, no I'm ahead of him. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. That nigga's delicate, big, you ain't never lie. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Rich freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted rugby on true religion, jeans.
Okay,
fly.
Super Ninja Turtle flow. Now I get so many ooh and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Old five commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at these offices, handling my business. Get a whiff of this fool I like. Friday, got more jump offs than suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I just did.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something? You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Yo, yo, this Mace, you know what I'm saying? You got niggas that don't like me for whatever reason. You got niggas that don't wanna see me rich. You got niggas that's mad, cause I'm always with they bitch. Then you got niggas that just don't like me. You know, those TAC niggas. But you know, I pop a lot of shit, but I back it up though. See, there's a difference. A lot of niggas pop shit, and a lot of niggas don't make hits. But it's like this old bad boy shit, we come to bring it to y'all niggas. Me, B.I., Puff, Lox, whoever, Black Rob. You wanna dance, we dance. Now, trick what, lace who? They ain't what mates do. Got a lot of girls that'll love to replace you. Pay it to your face, boo, not behind your back. Niggas talk shit, we never mind that. Funny, never find that. Puff a dime stack, write hot shit. Make a nigga say rewind that. Niggas know, you go against the Harlem gigolo. Get your hoe, lick a low, make the bitch think it though. I represent honeys with money, fly guys and gents. Ride with the tents, that be 35%. Foes hope I lay, so I look both ways. Cops say it's okay, my tent smoke grace. No way, nigga leave without handing me my shit. Got plans to get my land and my six. Niggas out of town don't understand this shit. Pop champagne like I won a championship.
Come on. Been around the world and I, yeah. We been play a hate day. I don't know when, I don't know why. Why they wanna say they have. I don't know why they hate us. Because I made it. Or I'm trying to say it.
I was a one bedroom, dreaming of a million. Now I'm in beach houses. To the ceiling. I was a gentleman living in tenements. Now I'm swimming in all the women that be tense. Went from bad boys to the crushed linen. Now my dividends be the new Benjamin. Hoes of all complexions, I like cinnamon. Mate, you got some hoes, well nigga, send them in. What you waiting for? Let the pre-show begin. How they came in a truck.
Nah, punk, that's a bitch.
Mercedes, come here, baby. You don't like it where it's hot and hazy. Never shady, must be crazy. It's ridiculous how you put your lips on it. Don't kiss right there, girlfriend, I'm ticklish. And I be sipping bees with a wrist full of G's, nigga, please. I'm the macaroni with the cheese.
Playing around the world and I, yeah. We been playing, hate it. I don't know when, I don't know why. Why they wanna say this? I don't know why they hate us. Is that I made it?
Yeah.
Or drop a fade in. Baby,
now fuck through the world. Even though I'm young, I'm making my bed to see that all ladies come.
Yeah.
Get them all strong from the tip of my tongue. Licking places, niggas wouldn't dare put their face. Before I die, hope I when they can float by. In the brand new treads on the old chai. Never my throat dry, even when I smoke lot. Eat the mommy cho chai and drive a low car. We never ride far, pack five in the car. Save money for the drinks, I'm about to buy the bar.
Yeah.
And everywhere I drive, I'm a star. Little kids all on the corner scream, that's my car. It was days couldn't be fly, now I'm in a T.I. Coming close with B.I., now a nigga V.I. Rock tons of gold, enough money I fold. Roll away, you wanna roll, break 100 after toll.
Come on, playin' around the world, yeah, yeah, yeah. We been playin', hey, play, yeah. I don't know when, I don't know why.
Why?
Why they wanna say
why they
it,
wanna
I don't know why they hate us.
Why they hate us?
Is it I laid it?
Is it I laid it?
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
Yeah, we're rocking pregame radio. And I don't know, I felt the need to play that because it's funny. J-Lo and Mark Anthony break up, and now allegedly Diddy and J-Lo back together, and they met shooting the video for that last song. But with that said, getting rid of Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building, and it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on Twitter, join along with the trending topic, pound, you need your ass beat. And if you're on the line, you got someone who need their ass beat, you want to air them out, hit one on your phone. We get you on air. You know what I'm saying? We're going to air them out. Tell them they need their ass beat. Tell them to get their shit right. But, F, let us know.
Well, for mentioning, yo, you need your ass beat for playing that fucking song. I hate that record, number one.
Yeah.
Number two,
if
J-Lo and Diddy is really considering getting back together, they need their ass beat. Yo, that's an old dead horse. I don't know why they trying to ride it. Okay? That shit is just ridiculous. All right? But not so much these people need their ass beat, but, well, yeah, okay, they do need their ass beat. Executives at ABC, CBS, and NBC, because these guys are actually in a bidding war to interview Casey Anthony, the Florida mom who was found not guilty of killing her kid. Now, apparently the bidding is up.
Man, this some old bullshit.
the bidding is up to $1.5 million to license the video and pictures from her, which is a way in the business to pay for interviewing somebody without actually interviewing somebody. So my thing is, why are they even considering giving this bitch any more attention? She doesn't deserve it. She basically got away with murder. If she didn't actually do the murder herself, she participated in some kind of way or had some type of knowledge of it. So why are we even going to give her any shine? Who wants to hear her story? Who gives a fuck? Nobody wants to hear her story. This is not going to bring her daughter back. And if she's not going to come forward with the truth, then why even bother? That 1.5 fucking million could do a whole hell of a lot of good in other places besides spending it on some chick that don't deserve our attention, period. So all you major networks even considering, thinking that she got a story to tell that's interesting and somebody wants to watch, y'all need your asses beat.
Right, and also, too, I want to throw another name in the mix. I think this is probably her first go-around at Pound Needs Your Ass Beat or Dumbass of the Week, but Kim Kardashian, man. Why? Because she's suing Old Navy because they found someone who resembles her, and they're putting her commercial. They're not saying she's Kim Kardashian. They're not saying she's a clone or nothing like that. She just happens to look like Kim Kardashian.
But let me ask you a question. Have you seen the actual commercial?
Yeah.
Does the girl look, when you seen it, do you be like, oh, shit, she's like Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, she looks like Kim Kardashian.
Okay. She has a case because in all reality, they're exploiting her likeness. See, Kim Kardashian is not worried about somebody looking like her. She's worried about someone exploiting the Kim Kardashian brand. Kim Kardashian is not a person. It's a brand. Okay? So people are going to make the association of Kim Kardashian and Old Navy. So she has a point. Now, if it was a parody and they had several other people in there that looked like other artists as well, or entertainers or public figures or reality stars, et cetera, then I don't believe she would have a case because it would be clear that it's a parody. But she really does. She has a valid issue. She does. She still needs her ass beat, just a GP, but she does have a valid issue.
Okay, don't she have enough money?
Huh?
Does she have enough money? Why the fuck she so? Why is she going to sue Old Navy? The girl's just, yo, straight up, it's not like a, like I said, they're not going to out as a Kim Kardashian look like. She just happens to look like Kim Kardashian.
And when you happen to see the commercial, just like millions of other people are going to see it, they're going to have to do a double take and be like, oh, shit, that's Kim Kardashian. And see, or she looks like Kim Kardashian. And that's kind of stupid on the part of Old Navy because in all reality now, the focus is no longer on what it is that they're trying to promote. The focus is on this chick that looks like Kim Kardashian. So they defeated their own purpose, which was to sell clothes. Now they're selling controversy, and now they got a lawsuit.
I guess you say what you want, but hit us up 347-857-4302. I still, like I said, I still don't believe they have, you know, something to do. Like, you know, they're not putting out a Kim K, so, like, leave it alone. She ain't got no money. Like, come on, she has a fucking app on the Android market for what? Nothing.
Because she's a brand, like I told you. And why is she going to let someone else exploit her when she's exploiting herself? That's the bottom line. Only Kim wants to be able to exploit Kim.
I guess, but hit us up, 347-857-4302. We're here doing a damn thing. Brooklyn Black Ebb, waiting on the homie not for him to get through, up in VA by way of Jersey. So he is, you know, from up top, how they say, down bottom.
Okay, you know I'm usual. Well, you know I am the resident bad guy of the show. So, and you know I'm always bringing things to light. I have a question. Actually, I have maybe two questions, depending upon your answer of the first question. Now, we are doing this show tonight because we're not doing a show Saturday because of Lady Steele's birthday party. Am I correct?
Correct. Live and direct, we're going to be at the Taj Lounge. Everyone's free before 12. Ladies are free all night. The Taj Lounge is located 48 West 21st Street in Manhattan. For more details, hit up Lady Steele on Facebook and on Twitter, or you can even hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Brooklyn Black. I'll get you all the details and everything like that. But I ain't getting nobody on no guest list. No, you can't come in free with me. None of that. All right?
Now, this leads to my second question. Does Alex happen to be on the line now?
She is not on the check yet. She is actually at a fire gate and also trying to make sure everything is underway for Saturday night. But she will be on the check in tomorrow. That's why I'm playing her special playlist tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know. But that's what it is. And also, ladies and gentlemen, please, I can't stress this enough. You know, it's the summertime, especially if you're using public transportation. Be mindful, like, you know, it gets crowded, gets hot, tempers get high, tempers get flared up. Somebody, you know, they step in your shoe, you know, they say, excuse me, let them rock. There ain't no reason for you to be spazzing. Someone asked for you to scoot over. Don't be spazzing. So I said Jamaica lady who's famous on World Star Hipper for spazzing because she had to move over for a big lady to sit down. Now,
oh, it's on World Star Hip Hop. I got to check it out.
Yeah, Jamaica lady spazzed because big lady asked her to move over, and she just straight spazzed out. She even did it in two parts.
Wow. Well,
right. Like I said, it's hot. Come on, let's be modest. Use your common sense. I already know. If you think you take up two seats, there's no reason you should take up the whole two seater, man. Like, hey, stand up. Build up your legs. Not saying, but
Oh, and to further elaborate on that public transportation thing, this is specifically for bus riders. If you're sitting in a two seater and you're sitting on the outside seat, and someone wants to sit on the inside seat, it would behoove you to just stand up and let the person sit, and then you return to your seat. I watched a woman yesterday on the 44 Notion Avenue bus, not yesterday, the day before yesterday, and she was sitting on the outside seat, and it just happens to be a heavyset woman came and wanted to sit on the inside seat. So what this woman did, and I'm staring at her like, you kidding me, right? She didn't get up out of her seat. She just turned to the side. Now, if you're paying attention, you would hear me say that the woman that wanted to sit on the inside seat was a big chick. So you can imagine that the lady sitting on the outside got a face full of ass, and rightfully so, for not standing up and letting that woman go ahead and get in that inside seat. Okay?
Oh, man.
I bet when she woke up yesterday, she didn't think she'd have another woman's ass in her face that day. Because, I mean, her ass was in her face.
All right, hit us up, 347-857-4302. Let us know if you got a plan for the weekend. Somebody you want to tell us they need their ass beat. You want to give a shout-out, bust some, just say hey to somebody here. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. I'm going to give this up for one of her favorites. And after that, we're coming right back with the homie Napron. We're going to see what he's about when he's ready to the table of this game we call hip-hop. And it's pre-game radio, and we'll be right back.
Your perfume on my pillow. It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Brooklyn Black, Ebony, with that pregame radio in. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the homie Nat Burn in the building. Nat, what's good, player? Nat, take your phone off mute. You loud. Once again, Nat Burner, you're live on the air.
How about this?
Oh, are you ready to get on yet?
How about this? How about this? How about you play, that Fuego and Usher joint, and you try to hit him up on the private line, see what happens.
All right, so we're going to do this just because F said so. Johnny's wife, if she don't know, TG on the building, stand up. Anybody, if you're on Twitter listening to us, get on Twitter, hit up at Fuego Bravo, Eb. Let them know we're rocking his joint right now, all pregame radio, and that's how we do. And we'll be right back, Eric.
It's how we doing it. It's that new Usher. 2010. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Vegas, yeah. U.S., S-Doc. We don't stop.
I wanna take his boat standing out in DR. A week later, eating mangoes out in PR.
Okay.
I call her Marriott, yeah, she a 5-star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rose. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
Tell him, tell him, it's the best way that I know how.
No remorse.
She killing me, wait, it's just a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Time.
Fuego.
Yeah.
I get it in. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me want to beat it brutally. See me in that BM, don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Never was the type of brother that'll play with your heart. But now you got me feeling lonely cause you broke in my heart. You told me you love me, meanwhile you creeping on the low. When I'm out on the road or I'm out doing shows, came home one day and guess what I found? An open condom wrapper that was laying on the ground. Asked you about it, your smile turned into a frown. Couldn't even deny it, suspicion was all around. Cause of my busy schedule made it hard to manage love. In the process my heart got taken advantage of. Even when I I was busy, I always made sure that you had everything you need, plus more. But I guess that wasn't enough for you. You need a brother to be there to make love to you. A workaholic, I'm on till I was becoming. My mom told me from the jump that I had it coming.
Baby, listen up. I know my schedule's been kinda crazy, and I hardly ever get to spend quality time with you lately. But that does not give you permission to knock me out of position. Think you got your eyes on a new prize. Now you're trying to crush this heart of mine.
Productions, man, let's go.
All right, go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. I spit bars like your shit's a boat. And you bitches green, and you're like flubber. What? And bitches on my pussy like I'm they mother. Yep. It used to be a team, now I'm on my own. There's only one seat, I won't shut his throne.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget,
more bills come get ya. You hoes so simp like a basic tee. And y'all stay on me basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. Stay talking action, but y'all ain't verb. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard.
What?
I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd. And I stay on the toilet, and y'all my turn.
Yeah.
I ain't rap too tight. Nope. So when I say blend, you better match the light. You don't want to see me in your afterlife. I'll make you break fast like after night. Get bucked, now you fucked, right? I'm eating and right. I take my money
okay.
And bite.
Okay.
Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flow so sweet, y'all couldn't pay another dollar.
Nope.
Who wanna test a rap bitch from the gutter gutter? I ain't rocking blue milk beats like. I don't give a fuck and I keep it going. It's like the time of the month and I keep the flow. Put them in a race and I bet I blow.
What the fuck I do?
Now it's time of the bonus. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, we live back. Pre-game radio, it's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ebonair Hayes is smoking in the building. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Nat Burner's in the building. Nat, what's good, player?
Yo, everything is good, son. What's up? What's up?
You know, we chilling. Welcome, welcome. Well, welcome back to Pre-game radio.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot for having me back, you know. Like it's very
cool, too. And me and Ev, we were just talking a while ago how you were the first one to actually audition for your spot.
Yeah.
You know, like, about you're like, yeah, I'm hot, you know, I'll send you my tracks. And, but you were one to actually call and say, look, I'm going to spit some. Y'all like it, I like it. If not, fuck it. And you spit your shit, we liked it, and you here now. So it is what it is. Big shout out to you and your grind and just how you do shit, man. You know, it's cool. You come through and you say what it is, and you just sit back, and people take it, they take it. If not, it is, you know, that's what it is. But for those who don't know, for those who are just now listening to you for the first time, let the people know, introduce yourself, who you are, where you're coming from, what you bring to the table, man.
Hey, yo, my name is Nat Burner, you know, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I'm coming from doing 17 years in prison. Man, look, man, I had a 32-year sentence that I hit with a 93, right? So, you know, while I was in, I got in a whole lot of bunch of negativity. But the thing was, I refused to come out here with the same thing I went in with. And, you know, and then being in there, got a chance to listen to everything. I was on the radio, and it's a lot of insanity. That's why I titled my CDs is Insanity to Sanity, trying to bring sanity back to the radio. So, and that's what I'm bringing to the table. something fresh, something new, something people could listen to. Ain't got to worry about how many ways you can flip a key or how many ways you can shoot somebody, man. If I want to do that, I can go back up there to the bricks, you know. But it's all about bringing music back, man. There's no music no more. And that's basically it, man, doing everything by myself. You know, came down to a homeless shelter, walking from one side of Richmond to the other, you know. I'm hungry for this.
All right, so right now my question is, you coming up, what was, like, who did you listen to? What were some of your influences, like, when you were, when you were away, like, who did you listen to, or what did you study to, like, hone your skills? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it that made you decide, yeah, I want to make music?
Actually, before I got locked up, I was supposed to drop. My brother, man, I came down here to Virginia, like, in late 92. So my mom had died in 91 of car accident, and I was driving, right? And, you know, growing up, man, you know, I started listening to, you know, Rakim, KRS, and all them, and I was hearing pure hip-hop. And, you know, I had it in my heart back then, but I was so tied up in the streets and using drugs and drinking that, you know, I just, like, threw all that away. So while I was in the system, it was, like, ready to die, you know. And the way Biggie just talked about the streets and everything that he went through, you know, because that line was all just a dream. And I was like, yeah, I can remember that. I can feel that. And then from then, Tupac, he coming from his side, and then the beef that they went through and seeing how everything split, you know, and then everybody forgot about that true purpose, which is to bring music to the people and give them something. So, all the Wu-Tang, Boot Camp, you know, that they're my boys, you know, and I love them. They're my brothers. So I started studying the art of music itself. And once I started studying the art of music, I actually saw that it's a trend, and it's an art that once it's finally tuned, it's something that is on this earth is nothing can compare to it once it's purely gained coming from your heart. There's no more quality. I'm trying to bring quality instead of quantity, instead of worrying about trying to sell all these units, get somebody something that they can listen to. The unit's going to come after that.
All right, true indeed, no doubt. So while you were away and, since you've been home, but is there anyone out mainstream that you listen to that you're like, yeah, I can see myself with them? Is there anyone who's out even on the underground and on the Virginia tip who's on, you know, who stands out to you?
Right now on the underground thing, only one really that stood out to me was Pat, man. Papoose, you know, I really dug his style and how he came, you know. And out here in VA, it's a lot of rappers out here. Mad Skills gives a lot of props out to him and them the guys out there. But it's a lot of people out. The ones that I really have love for is the ones that's not heard, that you don't hear on the radio. The ones down there that have a nice day cafe. It's a lot of them down there that's really trying to get it, trying to get on. So, you know, they're really unseen, you know.
And those are people we got to bring up to pregame radio. You know what I'm saying? Those are the unheard, the unsigned, those who ain't got, you know, the major label behind them to promote and distribute all their stuff. You know, that's what we're here for, you know, the artists like you who actually got something to say. You know, because I've said it enough, Ed has said it enough, mainstream hip-hop is not what it was back in the 90s. Hell, even the early 2000s, it started to die out, but there was still some of the actual essence of hip-hop there. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Even as far back as 84, 85, you know, like I just said, like that essence of hip-hop, because, you know, hip-hop was a form of expression. You know, you experience, you know, you expressed what you were going through. You expressed how, you know, you want to go to the party and do this. Now it's a whole bunch of actors. Like, you know, I even say now, you know, we got actors.
Yeah.
Who somebody told them they could put words together real well, and, you know, they got a nice singing voice. Because let's be serious, like, two of the top artists out right now, Drake and Nicki Minaj, you know, Drake, he came through as an actor. He came onto the scene as an actor, you know, for all of the, you know, late 90s kids who watch TV and everything, they know Drake from Degrassi, you know what I'm saying? And it just seemed through that. So, yeah, he had flow, and he exercised that. Nicki Minaj, she went to LaGuardia, which was a school for performing arts. You know, they did music and acting, but she said herself she is an actress playing a role. There's
yeah.
no more actual musicians. You know, it's just that, okay, I'm an actor, but hey, I can put words together and make it sound good on a beat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not to take away from the actual talent, because Nicki Minaj, yes, she does have bars, and she can do some things. Drake, he can as well. But they're not hungry as artists. They're hungry as actors. They're just trying to fatten their wallets and make their bank accounts look more hefty.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it'll be
we need those hungry artists.
The hungry artists right now? Wow, man. I mean, you know, I've been studying a lot of them artists, too, that's out there, right? And you're right. A lot of them, what I hear now is, you know, like you said, is the beat is making the mute and making the lyrics. I don't do that. My lyrics is already there. I'm going to pattern the beat to my mute, to my lyrics. I'm going to spit my lyrics, sit there with my producer. We're going to make the beat around that so they both will fit like a pair of shoes and a pair of pants, you know. And then now you got to get the shirt to match with it, but you got to make sure you got to have the right undershirt. So, you know, you got that white tee on up under all that, but everything matches. It complements each other. As far as that, man, out there writing, be honest with you, it's very far and few. It's very far and few right now. Drake, I mean, he's doing what he do. You know, it's a hustle. But as far as listening to him, to be honest, I don't listen to none of them out there, to be honest with you. Busta, he does what he does whenever he drops, but, you know, it's always the same with him. I love that sound, but it's kind of sad, man. Ain't too much inspiration out there. Jadakiss and D-Block, I mean, but all them guys is out there from the hood, though. I'm tired of hearing people out there talking that foolishness and ain't never done it. And then, you know, throwing signs and stuff on TV and wonder why the police pulling them over. You know, that's crazy.
All right, so for those who don't know, we got Nap burning in the building, repping VA by way of Jersey. And we're here live for pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, Evan Hayes and Smoke in the building. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Before we get into a Nap burner, Joe, I want to get into this call. Last 4 digits is 2808. You're live on pregame radio, it's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
My name is Summer. I'm calling from Virginia.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm actually Nap Burner's niece. What's going on, huh?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
How you doing?
You know me. I'm living it right now. I'm living my dream, boo.
I know. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you're doing your thing.
Thanks.
That's what's up. So, you know, while we got you on here, hoping you rock with us, you know, let us know what you think of other tracks, because, you know, as far as I see it, your best concord, your best concrete supporters are your family. You know, because the family, well, my family, you know, they don't sugarcoat shit. If I'm whacked, because I'm, yo, you're coming off whack, or, you know, so since that's your uncle, you know, you can't be all, hey, uncle, it was cool, because, you know, you got to let us know. If that shit was hot, it was hot. If not, it was whack. You feel what I'm saying? You got to let us know.
Oh, no. My uncle, no, I'm going to keep it real with him. I'm 100%, I'm going to keep it real with him. I don't sugarcoat anything. I don't lie to him about anything. I've been listening to him since I was little, so I was his number one fan from the jump. So he knows I'm going to keep it real with him, whether it's good or bad.
Okay, so with that being said, we're going to get into a Nap Burner joint. Shout out to Spider-Man, he in the building with us. He's rocking finally once again. Welcome back, homie.
Hey, what's good, brother?
BFW,
hey,
man.
Nah, man, yo, we'll talk about that when you get done doing your thing. Let me get a few minutes when you come back.
We're going to get to what happened to the BMW once you come back. Hey, we got Nap Burner in the building. We're going to get to one of your tracks. Tell us about, let me see, I'm just going to go random here. Tell us about this Dreams joint. Who produced it? What was the inspiration behind it? You know.
Are you talking about the Dreams?
Yeah, Dreams.
Oh, the Dreams, man, that's just like a lot of things I never realized or really had a chance to deal with, which is relationships. You know, I had females in my past before, but I was so heavy into the streets that, you know, I didn't know how to deal with a relationship with a female. And then, you know, they got the times where I'm sitting out there and I'm wondering why everybody else is having fun in the relationships and they can never get one. But then not knowing that I was the root cause of that problem where all the females ran away, you know. Man, all my tracks is produced by Lincoln Mitchell down at Studio 50 down here in 3rd Decatur.
All right, so shout out to everybody over at Studio 50. We are getting to this now, Brother Joy Dreams. Let us know what you think. 347-857-4302. If you're live in the chat room, let us know how you're feeling it. Any questions you want us to get to Nat Burner, let us know. We in the building. We're popping, and it's pregame radio. We'll be right back.
This is the beginning of the beginning that has a beginning. It's Nat Burner out for y'all, ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you know?
Never witnessed before in my life. Yeah. Things I've been out, been through. To let y'all know I'm not too mad enough to recognize what I'm missing. So sit back and listen, ladies. This is for y'all, ladies. Now listen up. Let's check it out. It's all a dream that I don't know. At night I toss, in the morning tears burn slow. I see erasers, I walk alone on the concrete. When I speak, I can feel my soul leak. It's all a dream that I don't know. At night I toss, in the morning tears burn slow. I see erasers, I walk alone on the concrete. When I speak, I can feel my soul beat. I'm tired of being sad and lonely in my life. I kept myself surrounded by guns, drugs, and fist fights. Letting the demon wreck shop in my inner me, my enemy. I selfishly kept women from loving me.
Right.
Used to be in no doze, up late with late shows, peeping out the peepholes, so no love, they popo. Sitting on the milk crate with candles burning my soul. Looking out the window, looking at the honey flow. Couples holding their hands, laughing, doing their thing.
That's right.
Dudes on the block, their man home from the bank. Everybody got theirs, but I'm searching to find this bill. I look down, none in this spot of mine. One of the signs, queen. I know time seems like you're neglected. I'm in the situation from my feelings. Elevation of your love, you know, was never ending. Man, you don't know the nature of a man, God, maybe by his hand. It's all a dream that I don't know. At night I toss, in the morning till it burns slow. I see erasers, I walk alone on the concrete. When I speak, I can feel my soul leak. It's all a dream that I don't know. At night I toss, in the morning till it burns slow. I see erasers, I walk alone on the concrete. When I speak, I can feel my soul leak. We build a separate buildings, add on in the pluses. And now that the more, you know, I'll drop the touches. I'm on a natural high, thinking how to make you fly. To ecstasy without popping the E.
That's
I want
right.
My walk the show and my hands to be felt.
I'm sober,
caress
baby.
Your frame, make your material melt. As we lay double, you know our blood bubble. The adrenaline is blazing, love making amazing. Let me touch a little, nibble a little. My tongue swivels, let out a giggle. Oh, it's splash from magical tickles. I want to give this whole an orgasm. Like tight legs, grip moving with back spasm. Don't worry, I'm here to give our true love. And when we do, I wash you with the back rub. You what my mom taught me once, she taught me real family. How a woman should be, strong, not a drama queen.
Get my
it's all a dream that I don't
that's
know.
Right.
At night I toss, in the morning tears burn slow. I see erasers, I walk alone on the concrete. When I speak, got to feel
hey,
my
we got another spangle.
It's all a dream that I don't know. At night I toss, in the morning tears burn slow. I see erasers, I walk alone on the concrete. I forgot about you, it wasn't who I just chose to prove. Residue and the state and burnt the whole of you. State hit me with 32. Walk the street, flipping, straight tripping, straight tripping. It's all a dream, a dream.
Yes, so we are live back on pregame radio. We got Nat Burner in the field, and Nelson's Joint Dreams right there. We got Evan A. Spotted Man here co-hosting with me. We're doing the damn thing. We, you know, and as always, with the tracks, I never preview them. I just, you know, my first time hearing the same thing as y'all. So, Spotted Man, what was your thoughts on that track?
That's Say again?
I said, what was your thoughts on that track, Spider-Man? All right, move on along. Ab, what you think on the track?
I liked it, and he definitely proved his point about the music thing. Everything is some silly-ass, repetitious, catchy shit that you can't get out your head, even though you can't stand the song. I really enjoyed it. It gets a thumbs up for me.
Oh, shit. Em gave it a thumbs up right off the bat? Okay. All right. Now, Sneeze, what did you think on the track? Was that your first time hearing it?
Yes, that's actually the first time I'm hearing it, and I like it. It's good. He's doing his thing, and I'm very proud of him. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right, so, you know, we got a number, and so far, if you missed it, Saturday, you got to fill up where he's coming from, what he's bringing to the table, and that was definitely a thumbs up for me. I dug it. Nat, like, you know, you said earlier you don't really listen to anybody that's mainstream. So, back in what we call Free Game Radio, the golden era of hip-hop, is there anyone from that era that you would love to work with and that would just, you feel, if you and them came together, it would just be some explosive shit?
Oh, yeah, Chris, without a doubt. You know, that's my biggest dream, do a jump with, you know what I'm saying, with KRS and Nas, you know.
Okay. So, but really there's no one mainstream, like, what about even as far as producers? Like, there's no one, like, you just want to rock with that, because even though there is a lot of repetitive BS going on now, but there is some good music if you actually sit there and bear through the bullshit. And all of a sudden I'm talking about is like your Lupe Fiascos.
Oh yeah, I really dig Lupe. I dig Lupe a lot, you know. As a matter of fact, if I'm mistaken, I think the Roots was working on something new. But Lupe, he got a very unique style. So.
Someone is at a party or something. They're bringing in a lot of background noise. I just asked her.
No. My bad. I just went ahead and walked away, brother. I just walked away. I apologize for that. I was at a bar, man. I gotta go ahead.
So tell me, man, what you think about that track, man? Did you dig it?
Okay. All right, you know what? I'm going to be simple. Yes, I liked it. And the only reason I'm being simple is because, you know, you heard me say this before, Black. You know, I know artists that are coming up that aren't popular, that no one knows about. You know, they're trying hard. You know what I'm saying? They're on the grind. You know what I mean? And when they put heart into something, I can tell. And that's something that Hart was put into, you know, even if it's not the best of the crop, it's something that was definitely 21. It was something that was definitely, basically the point is this, the Hart was put into that because they knew damn well that people were going to be hearing it, you know what I'm saying? But I think the potential of the person shines through more, meaning that they can do better. Feel me? It's not me downplaying what I just heard. It's simply that I know damn well after hearing what I heard, the artists can do much better. I'm talking about levels better. I'm talking about, like, when you hear something like, Otis was just released with Kanye and Jay-Z. We know damn well Kanye and Jay-Z can do way better than that. The artist that did the track that I just heard, the potential that I heard that he was spitting, most definitely, you can do a whole lot better, but it's not bad. Understand?
Yeah.
So the big thing is this. Keep on doing what you're doing. Don't ever let nobody go ahead and take you down. You know what I'm saying? In words, in critique, even if you get bad criticism. Feel me? Go ahead and do what you're doing. Perfect your style. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and you've been doing this for years more over me. I'm going to tell you real talk. I only got into hip-hop 10 years ago, and I'm about to be 30, all right?
Okay.
And I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I mean? So, but I'm going to tell you straight up. I know what people want, and I know what people listen to, but your heart is in the hip-hop, and that's cool. But at the same time, think of what, damn, what would these people want to hear? You know what I mean? There's two types of rappers. I'm going to tell you this straight
up. Hold on. Stop me before you
go
even go any further.
Yeah, my bad, Lord.
I feel it's that separates him from everyone else because he, like you said, the artists that are really popular, they say what people want to hear.
Never mean to me.
Okay.
Now, Turner, he says what people need to hear, which is a difference. You know what I'm saying? Just because they got a catchy tune and there's a, you know, a sexy chick dancing to it, not saying, like, you know, it's relevant. You know what I'm saying? Because you could put a beat on some and it could be the most disrespectful, lame shit in the world. But they might like it because it got a catchy beat. Mm. People don't listen to what Nat got to say because of what he's saying. Not the beat. Not anything else. Not no feet. They're going to hear it because of what he's saying, the lyrics. And yes, his heart is definitely in it, and you can hear that through the bars he spits. But we're live free game radio. Brooklyn Black, Ed Shia, he's no reports from the BMW, but he's in a bar right now, so he'll be in and out with us tonight. But we're going to get to this next caller. Your last four digits is 8599. You're live on free game radio with Brooklyn Black. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Beverly Jones, and I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia, and I give the artist 3 thumbs up, and I only have 2. I definitely want to hear music that's saying something, inspirational. We need to get with the program. We're much better people, and, you know, we can only play it out so far. So let's step it up another notch and bring it on up to royalty for who we are and not just some thump. Let's listen to what we're really listening to and make a stand out here. Let's come on back to be who we are. That's what I got to say. I give them 3 thumbs up and I only have 2.
All right, no doubt. We appreciate it. So while you guys are all right, you want to give any shout outs, any hey moms, anything like that?
I'd like to give a shout out to the whole world and say, let's come on, guys. Let's get going. Let's go.
Yeah. Wow.
We're going to get to some music. Thanks a lot, caller. Big shout out to Virginia. Virginia's heavy on the check-in, but that's what happens when Nat Burner comes through. He brings all of Virginia with him. So that's a good thing. We're going to get into another Nat Burner joint because that's what we're doing. Let us know about Theorist, man. What was the whole drive behind that?
Oh, man, yo, I'm glad you asked that, Black. Man, look, I'm hearing a lot of people give love to Biggie and Pop. I love both of them, you know. But nobody ever gave a shout-out to their mothers. So I sat down and I wrote a letter. You know, I was in there, my mom was like, yo. And he heard me. As a matter of fact, I was walking around, and I basically put that down in about 5 minutes. And so I jotted it down on paper, and it was like a letter. You know, even though it's a possibility I would never meet Mrs. Wallace or never meet Mrs. Shakur, but it was through them that Biggie and Pop lived. They taught them the things they needed to know at growing up, even though everybody made their choices. And a lot of times, mothers will never really realize unless somebody get famous and they get on TV like, yo, man, thanks, Mom. Well, you know what I'm saying? But what about the days you're sitting around the house and she tell you clean your room up and you pout? Don't nobody know about that, you know? So that's basically what it was, man. Biggie and Tupac Miles, they're a big inspiration to me for giving birth to the 2 great rappers. And I want, that's the best dedication I can give to Biggie and Pop, is to go ahead and symbolize their family, which is the mothers.
All right, no doubt. So you heard from the man directly himself. We're going to get into it. Nat Burner, Dearest on Pregame Radio. And for some reason, Eb's just incredibly quiet tonight. But we got to see what's going with
listening,
that.
Son.
Huh?
Because I'm listening.
All right, so that's what it is. And we'll be right back on Pregame Radio. Check us out.
Who would ever figure 17 years in prison and back on the street? Hey, yo, Pop, Big, I got your mom. A lot of people don't give respect what respect due. Mrs. Wallace, Mrs. Shakur, hey, yo, I love y'all. Coming from that, bro.
Dear mother, thank you for birthing my brother. Without you,
woo,
there would have been no other.
I'm
in the letter. Let you know you got another son,
yeah.
Another one to hold you up. I got
yeah,
you, dear mother. Thank you for birthing my brother. Without you, there would have been no
other.
I send this letter and let you know you got another son.
Love
another one to hold you up. I got you, dear Mrs. Wallace. I'm a new artist, touched by the loss. You affected the heart.
That's right.
I'm here to let you know you got another son.
Yeah.
Another one's path was a dangerous one.
That's right.
The industry is ill. You know what disease and the virus. The motherly love you show. I want to discuss. My name is Tennessee Glenn, the youngest of four.
Yeah.
From Newark, New Jersey. Lost my mom and hurt me.
Woo.
Caught my bid in 93. Lost her in 91. My mind was loaded. Heart pump, shells, and guns. I sit and think how Chris talked to me in my bed. How to move forward even though I backslid.
Biggie.
Many lessons taught. His CD taught to me. How wolves creep. Keep my loved ones closely. So I thank you for birthing greatness. Thanks for letting me state this. Love your son, that big.
Dear
mother, thank you for birthing my brother.
Thank
without you, there would have been no
one.
I send this letter to let you know you got another son. Another one to hold you up.
I
got dear mother, thank you for birthing my brother.
Thank
without you, there would have been no one. I send this letter to let you know you got another son. Another one to hold you up. I got you. Dear Mrs. Shakur, I would like to introduce
yet
in mind of a hotel with the solar sun.
Peace.
I know how special your son really was to you, but it was from you. Your son spoke the truth.
Yeah,
gave me another look at myself and position. That when I rhyme, let my words have mission. Every day I sit, think, start reminiscing. I box in his words to many comrades and friends.
You must not
forget what you did for your people. Walk with the Panthers, enemies tried to creep you. Angela, Bobby, Huey, back up in Cali. To see the young do good always made you happy. It took a lot of strength to weather the storm.
Tell
me, Mrs. Wallace, remind me of my mom. She's resting peacefully. I want you to know I'm eternally grateful for the love you show.
Dear
mother, thank you for birthing my brother.
Yeah,
without
yeah,
you, there would have been no one.
Yeah.
I send this letter to let you know you got another son. Another one to hold you up. I got
dear
you, mother. Thank you for birthing my brother.
You got
without
dead,
you,
man.
There would have been no other.
Yeah.
I send this letter to let you know you got another son. Another one to hold you up. I got you.
Put your hands up for Biggie and Tupac. Put your hands up for Mrs. Wallace and Mrs. Shakur. Put your hands up for Biggie and Tupac. Put your hands up for their mother.
Dear mother, thank you for birthing.
That's right.
My
if it wasn't for Mrs. Shakur and Mrs. Wallace,
no
we wouldn't have Biggie and Tupac.
You know you got another
great rappers that was out here.
I hold you up.
But you know what? We're here together for today.
All
the
stickers, my brother. Without
you,
there would have been your
can't
mother.
Rap, get out the way.
Let you know you got another son. Another
different
one to hold you up. I got
yeah, it.
Yeah,
Biggie and Tupac when I was in prison. Listening to those rhymes and kept my mind right. When I got my rhymes set, Nat Burner's back on the street. Yo, what's up, this 30? DJ Shirley, yo,
yeah,
yo, Southside of Bristol. Jet, Commerce, Dinwiddie Avenue. Still repping that HP. Get him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, mother. Uh-huh. What's up, Twana?
July next year, baby.
Now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. This is pregame radio. We're doing the damn thing. Brooklyn Black, Ed. We got Nat Burner in the building. His latest,
yeah.
His newest theorist. Excuse me. Straight up, I like it. also because, you know, you gave a shout-out to the moms, and we in pre-gay radio, we do shout-out the mothers. You know, we do give them their just due, their just credit. So a song like that, we can really appreciate and respect that, you know. Ed, what was your thoughts on that track?
I could easily see both of the moms really appreciating this song and really, you know, really digging it for the love you've shown to them and to their sons. I like this. I love the record. I really do. The music, you know, the music kind of reminded me, the horns kind of reminded me like something Big Pun would do. The, you know, like it sound like the Spanish horns. It didn't really match your lyrics, because your lyrics were so, you know, just so thoughtful. So it's like the music could have been maybe a little softer, but you would still be coming hard with what you were saying, you know. But I like the record. I really do. And I wish there was a way that it was in my capability to get a copy of that to either one of those women, just so that they could hear, you know, just so they could hear it for themselves. I'm sure they would love it and appreciate it.
I appreciate that. I really do.
That's the shit. You know, that's what's up. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Hit one if you're already in the queue. You want to say what's up or, you know, get your shout-out on and all of that. And also, while we're getting the shout-out song, shout-out to everyone who's going to be in the building Saturday night for Lady Steele's birthday party going down at the Taj Lounge, 48 West 21st Street. Ladies free all night. Everyone else is free before 12. Dudes, if you get there after 12, you're coming up with a duck just to get in the door, so get there early. The ladies free all night, so they're going to be there anyway. as we, you know, we keep going and everything. Now, Bernard, so when it's all said and done, you know, years have passed. You're sitting on your chair watching the kids and grandkids play and everything. What's the one thing that you want everyone to remember Nat Burner as the artist for?
It's somebody who, regardless of whatever happened in my past, I never allowed that to be my reality. Always strive for the betterment and enjoyment of the people. Try to leave a legacy to where you think there's no way, there is a way of doing something. You know? That's basically it, man.
And that's the truth.
You know?
And that's the truth. And you know what? That's one of the, I should say, that's one of the most legit, genuine answers I've gotten to that question since I've started asking it on pregame radio. Sometimes I forget to ask certain artists, but the artist that I do ask, like, that was one of the most genuine. You know, he just wants to remember for the positive.
Yeah.
You know, remember me for doing this, and remember me for doing this track. He just wants to be remembered for whatever he was doing that was positive. And that's what's up.
And I
want to
elaborate on the earlier statement about people trying to figure out what it is, sitting down and trying to come up with something catchy that the people want to hear. It kind of reflects back to what Nat was saying about the insanity. The majority of these people out here are insane, and they want to hear insane, stupid music. So when you do music, I'm not saying that you got to have a Prince moment and, you know, nobody's digging your music and you only doing it for yourself. Nah, what I'm saying is when you do a certain type of music, you're going to attract a certain type of listener. So you're going to always, as long as you do the music you're doing, you're going to always find people on your level that want to hear what it is that you're saying. They're not enraptured by, you know, short screenplay video. They're not enraptured by how many guests, you know, guest spots you got on your shit. You know, that's not what's being, that's not what's entertaining to them. What's entertaining to them is sitting back and listening to someone approach what's going on in life with some sensibility, you know. So I just want to say, you know, don't worry about what was hot in the street right now, because what's hot is not always what's right or what's good for in the street now. You know, you got to have, you got to bring a certain level of intelligence and, like I said, common sense and sensibility to this music, because there are diverse people listening. And unfortunately, sometimes kids get a hold of things that, you know, they shouldn't be, you know, their young ears, or they're not mature enough to listen to. But I honestly believe a kid could listen to your music and hear some truth and get some lessons out of what it is that you're saying. And I think that's what's important, too. You want to teach a lesson. You want to let the people coming behind you know that, yo, the road I came is not the road you got to take, because this is what I went. You can go this way. This is what you could do. You could be better than me. And that's what I hear in your music when I hear what you're saying. And I appreciate that from you.
That's what I did also. We got one more track from the homie Nat Burner. I wish I had the catalog, but it is what it is. Like, these are tracks that are going into the phone. These are tracks I'm hearing, you know, during my travels and everything like that. Like, Nat Burner definitely, he has a home at Pregame Radio.
No doubt. Thanks,
now,
man.
Of course, as you already know, with the whole Pregame approval situation, he's going to have to come back.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Okay. Because I already got artists that I can spit right now off the top of the dome that are Pregame approved that he will give them a run for their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I can name a couple off the top, but I'm not going to.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But let's get into this final track from the homie. Never, tell us about Deadly.
Deadly is just, you know, all-around hip-hop lyrical skills. That's basically what it is. I just took the word dead and flipped it. Not many people can do that. Take one word and flip it, but make it sound like something. You know?
All right, so we anxious to hear that. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Oh, I hope you know, Nat, you're going to have to freestyle in a little bit. Ev's going to give you the rules, because there's rules to this one. The audition was cool, but this one, this is your stamp of authenticity.
Oh, no question.
All right? Yeah. So, everybody, be on the check and get ready. 347-857-4302. Those on the chat room, hit us up. Let us know what you guys are thinking. The chat room is showing mad love to the homie, so it's all well and good. I appreciate it. Of course, the homie, Nat, appreciates it. Ever appreciates the love.
Ain't no question.
You know, Ever appreciates the love, and, you know, it is what it is. But here it is, Deadly, Nat on the Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is that trust music. A lot of people thinking that I gotta do all that nigga stuff. This is pure lyric to let you know that Nat Burner's still hot. All my brothers that's in the system, my comrades, peace.
The pen is my brush and the paper is my hand. Boston is your ability, hip hop is my destiny. The meaning rising from the act. Balance the door, stay ahead of my class. That is the class. The burner, the gas, the cat. Who can match this? Who can stand trust? The pen is my brush and the paper is my hand. Boston is your ability, hip hop is my destiny. The meaning rising from the act. Balance the door, stay ahead of my class. That is the class. The burner, the gas.
Okay, let's go get him, that burner. How can I die when I'm already dead? More dead in the womb as the umbilical fed. Red blood juice in my hands, I'm dead wrong. In the dead of night in my bed, I write dead songs. I know it's not right, but I think I'm dead right. Right hand squeezes, hope you in my dead sight. Dead on arrival, another dead rival. You've been dead lyric, you're dead on arrival. Dumb, dummy dead mentally. Hard to live with so much dead sending me.
Uh-huh.
Then follow that train to your dead physically.
Uh-huh.
Keep blowing scrolls, you can say I got a dead seed. Got me on the mic cause I can eat dead repeatedly.
Uh-huh.
My mama's dead and dead, a dawn in the dead trilogy.
Uh-huh.
Lyrical Christ cause I can rise from the dead degree. Alien with double mouth, you dead, I'm deadly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, have a nice day.
right there, Cafe J30.
Pen is my brush and the paper in my hand. Art is the ability, hip hop is my destiny.
DJ Short,
rising from the ash. Balance is taught me, stay ahead of my class. That is the class, class. The burners, the cats, the cats. Who can master, who can stand up? The pen is my brush and the paper is my canvas. Art is the ability, hip hop is my destiny. The pen is rising from the ash. Balance is taught me, stay ahead of my class.
Brick City, baby.
That is the class, class.
Let's go, Lincoln. Woohoo!
I'm not focused cause I stay in the dead zone. Use it just a rappers, a bunch of dead clones. My business ain't live, only dead metal. It'll have your body in the ground filled with a dead shovel. I'm bringing life back to the dead streets. Bending on the block with a Glock equals dead seats. Thinking live, but only got a dead phone. A flat line of bottle, cause it only a dead tone. Conversation would end up being a bunch of dead bones. Like straight bullets, deep bodies, and clones. I'm a funeral home, cause I house their remains. You can never forget me, cause I'm dead on your brain. Like a risk can, cause you've been dead from the same.
That's right.
Before you die from the shock, I'm dead from the pain. I'm coming to a thug, we've been dead stupid. Don't get caught stupid, cause the dead do it.
Hey, yo, man. Did you hear what I just said?
The pen is my brush and the paper in my hand.
That's right.
Art is the ability. Hip hop is my destiny.
Get up.
The meaning rising from the ash. Balance is taught me. Stay ahead of my class. That is the class, class. The burners, the cats, the cats. Who can master? Who can stand up?
Yo.
The pen is my brush and the paper is my hand.
Uh-huh.
Art is the ability. Hip hop is my destiny.
Yeah.
The meaning rising from the ash. Balance is taught me. Stay ahead of my class. That is the class, class. The burners, the cats, the cats. Who can master?
Yo, you need to come.
That's
right.
This rough as a comet, it burn as a fly. J30 told me to get it. He bought a bunch of
weed.
Set the stage, have a nice day, cafe. When I see the path, I see the chalkboard sky. Endless rough as a comet, it burn as a fly. J30 told me to get it. He bought a bunch of weed. Set the stage, have a nice day, cafe.
Let's get
the pen is my brush and the paper in my hand.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
let's
go let you know that I'm still hot. You're not getting it twisted. You're not getting messed up. This is for all you little kiddies out there, too. You can do anything you want to do. Put your mind to it.
Play your position.
You'll be like that, baby.
Stay ahead of my
class. Phoenix Rise is gonna add the flat light.
The burn dies
again.
The couch is back
and
the reason born again. The pen is my brush and the paper in my hand.
That's your
artistic ability. Hip hop is my
destiny.
The meaning rising from the act.
I'm out of here.
Stay ahead of my class.
That yo, this is that drug class.
The burners, the cats, the cats. Who can master?
Southside stand up.
The pen is my brush and the paper in my hand. Artistic ability. Hip hop is my destiny. The meaning rising from the act. Bow the dog. Stay ahead of my class. That is the class. Classic. The burners, the cats, the cats. Who can master?
The ride out.
All right.
Okay. All right. See, this is why I love doing pregame radio. It's shit like that. I was not expecting Deadly to sound like that on pregame radio, but we're back. We got Nat Burner in the building. Ebony, yeah, like I said, I was not expecting that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good thing or bad thing. I'm taking it as a good thing, though, you know?
No, it's a great thing. It's an awesome thing, but I just was not expecting something of that caliber, you know. I was expecting you to spit a song like that. Like, I'm glad I put that song to be the last song. Like, that was definitely a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, you know, hey, the thing about it is there's more to come. You know, that's not even the tip of the iceberg.
what's your thoughts on that?
I definitely was feeling the rock part of it that gave the guitar, that shit was hot. It sort of reminded me of Run DMC because they were like the first ones to incorporate rock music, because everybody's under the impression that rock and roll is Caucasian. No, that's our shit too. We're the original rock and roll artists, so I can definitely appreciate that. And it sounded like you went from one extreme to the next, and when you said you was bringing life to death, that was true. You definitely did that. You brought life to the word day. So if that's what you set out to do, then you definitely achieved the goal. Thumbs up. You get a thumbs up from me.
Yes, that shit was definitely, definitely crack. And also, while we're on this, I want to give a big shout-out to everyone over at MFIR Radio. They're coming back next Tuesday, their new season. Tuesday through Thursday nights, they got a brand-new co-host and all of that. And, you know, here at Free Game Radio, we support those who support us. They rock with us, so we rocking with them. So big shout-out to everyone over at MFIR Radio, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes.
Wait. They got a new co-host?
Huh?
You got a new co-host, so it's going to be.
Yeah, they put a new co-host in. She go by the name Cyril
Shoes and
Cyril Hogan. So they got more days a week now.
Wait. It's going to So it's Brooklyn Hogan, New Shoes, and
Miss Cyril.
Cyril, is that a chick or a dude?
Miss Cyril.
Miss. Oh, you said Miss. Okay, I didn't hear the Miss part. Well, I hope she bringing her A game, but she's going to have to be on it to keep up with those two.
Wow.
Real talk.
You know,
I should have
told her to be the boss. He should have made a requirement for her to come on pregame radio, because she couldn't hang with us. She damn sure couldn't hang with them.
Yeah, because those ladies over there at MFIR, shout out to them, always bringing a lot of fun energy over here. When they call in to pregame, they always Bogarting, but that's what Brooklyn Hogan be doing. But y'all wait. Y'all coming back next week, and I'm going to be damn over there Bogarting MFIR.
Yes. Pregame radio, we're kicking in the door on MFIR radio next week. That's what we're doing. But and Nat Burner, we got to put you in touch with them too, because that's also a good platform. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We network, we promote, we support. And if it's a good shit, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we got a caller. Somebody wants to get on the air and say what's up. Last four digits is 8841. You're live on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black Evan. We got Nat Burner in the building. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
What up? It's your boy DJ Intense. What's going on, Black?
What's good? What's poppin', man?
From the valley, man. From Spring Valley, kid. What's good?
Okay, Rockin' County's in the building. What's poppin'? What's good?
Ain't shit, man. I'm just checking on my boy. How my boy doing and shit like that. You notice this, kid?
Who's
kid?
Who is this?
DJ Intense.
Who is this, kid?
Huh?
Who? DJ Intense.
Ah, Intense was poppin', man.
Not much. Good. What's good, V? What's good, my dude?
Yo, straight up Intense, I need you to stay on the line because I need you to hear this dude that we got on air right now, Nat Burner, up in BA, and I know you be all through the South, and you be all over the place.
Uh-huh.
So I need you to hear this dude. Mm-hmm. And also, Ed can attest to it, we are waiting for a pregame radio exclusive throwback mix from DJ and Tex.
All right, no, definitely.
Listen, we don't want nothing that's been on your site already. We don't want nothing that you done put on Facebook. We want some brand new, exclusive shit. And like when you do your little drops, DJ Intense, and we want you to say pregame radio. We want you to say Ed. We want you to say Brooklyn Black. We want pregame radio exclusive throwback mix from DJ Intense.
No problem, my kid. You know, I'll get right on it, man. You know how I do, baby. I got you.
All right. So, without further ado, let the brother Nat Burner know the ground rules of going for the top freestyle.
All right, Nat. It's real basic, real simple. All we need you to do, just to make sure you ain't telling us you ain't giving us no spits from 2-3 years ago that you current, which you definitely come off the dome when it's called for.
Oh, man, y'all put on the spot, man. I ain't no freestyler, man.
We need you to mention either something current going on in the news. You could talk about the deficit. You could talk about the crazy bitch that killed the kid, whatever. Or you could mention my name, Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. That's it. Simple enough, right?
Yes, simple. Right. Simple.
Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio.
Look, you don't have to use all of them, but you got use something that's current, so we know
that's
that
just how we
got to
know you going
of
off the top. We need something recent. Easily, man. My football's back, B. My football is back on, and the Patriots just pissed me off because they got Chad Johnson.
We're
going to get into that tomorrow show, but right now we need to hear, you know what I'm saying, everyone who's on the check-in, Virginia stand-up, Newark stand-up. Nat Burns about to leave something hot, leave us something light. You know, we got DJ Intense in the building. We got Ebony in the building. Brooklyn Black's here. Big shout-out to the Unc Shorty Doo-Wop who bought us Nat Turner, so big shout out to you, Unc.
I heard you. You had to shut yourself.
I got to give credit where credit's due.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for Shorty Doo-Wop, we wouldn't know who Nat Burner was. So big shout out to Shorty Doo-Wop.
All right.
But without further ado, Nat Burner, whenever you're ready, kick it off, man.
All right. Hey, yo, I have fun tonight. Listen to myself on the radio. That you know we're talking about the real flow. Yo, I hear everyone on the radio. She's on the other side of my phone. I'm in another time zone. People in the NBA say, yo, hoes, when you gonna get on? I said, it really don't matter. Because I used to be back in the day when I made the gray matter splatter. It don't matter. Black, I see you. Yeah, I thank you for having me on the pregame radio. Now it's time to blow. Nat Burner, walk down Commerce Avenue, down the downtown Richmond. Yeah, a lot of rich men that lived up in Richmond. Yes, you know I don't walk no more with no gat in hand. Yes, you know I got another plan of making money double, just make it bubble, sort of like the coke back in the day. You know you love the spray. Ha. Yeah, I'm standing right now in the side of a weight room because that's the way it's like my new tone. Used to be in a cell and no more cells, you know, no more jails and no more types of hell. Yeah, I got to go tonight because time's now sort of like 10 to 1. Yes, you know I'm almost done because I can go on and on and on and on just like Biggie and Pun and Pop. Yes, you know you love my song, but I ain't got to die. Even if I die, I'm come back in another life. Then I say, ha, ha, yeah, you know, it's all freestyle off the top of the dome. That's what we did in the pen. You know we still got it on in the middle of the land. Yes, you know I'm still walking around. Yes, you could call me that Iron Man. Yeah, I'm going to be more wicked than the new movie of the Harry Potter. Who is that? I got it. Got you.
All right. I hope y'all was recording that, Virginia.
You are so old school. It's ridiculous. Just your certain, just the certain way you say shit, like the certain flow, the certain sing song type shit. Yo, I'm really digging you. I appreciate you for coming through, Nat Burner. Real talk.
Well, now everything goes back full circle. We need to go back to the foundation for real. And need to get the books out and go back and get this stuff together and come back and get it on together so we can go ahead and take this thing to another level.
Yes. And it's free game ready. We tearing this bitch up. Brooklyn Black, Ebony, DJ Intense in the building. Nat Burner's represent. Shout out to 804 Virginia Stand Up. Newark Stand Up. Jersey, your boy done did y'all proud, man. That's what I'm saying. Nat, man, let the people know, where can they find you on the internet? Where can they listen to more of your music and everything?
Right now, you know, I got a couple slots on YouTube, right? On the Have a Nice Day Cafe, the two performances I got up there. That's on, what's that stuff? Have a Nice Day Cafe, Tuesday Night Show Your Skills TV. I'm on Facebook under Timothy Glenn or Nat Burner. I got a fan page, Nat Burner. But if they want the music, you can email me at glenn.timothy43@yahoo.com. Hit me up and let me know, and I'll send some copies out.
All right, that's what it is. And we got a caller. Last four digits is 3388. You are live on pregame radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, nephew. Greg. Coming from
the show that you're having in the building, people.
Yeah, what's going on, baby? Hey, look. Thanks for the shout out, man. And thanks for giving my man a shout on the air. You know, he deserves it, man. He done been down a long, hard road, man. And I want to thank you for giving him a break like that. And Nat, hey,
you doing
your thing, bro. We came a long way, homie. Keep on doing what you're doing.
No more old Bentley Farina.
That's right. Yeah. I feel you, man. Hey, man, I love you, bro.
I love you too, bro.
All right,
no doubt. Yo, Uncle Duop, man, thanks for bringing him to us. If, of course, when you come across more heat, let us know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know, you can call. You know, you call, let me know, and we get it going.
Oh, for sure.
And that goes for you as well, Nat. You got people in your cypher that, like you said, you listen to a lot of people that a lot of people don't get
to. And TJ and Ted's too.
So you bring them through to the show. Bring them through
to
the show. What's up, Uncle Greg? I love you.
I love you too, Nat.
Yeah.
All right. So we got to get to this right here. Shout out to the Team H-Squared who are nominated for Underground Music Awards for Best Hip-Hop Duo. You know, they launched off on pregame radio, and it's been all the popping since then. So big shout out. I'm feeling real proud, you know, like a coach with his team, they done hit the championship. I'm real happy, real ecstatic. But shout out to the H Squared. Here you go with Deuce Privilege, tear it up on pregame radio, and we'll be right back. Shout out to the 845.
Inside, outside, temperature. No sides, outside, temperature. East side, west side.
Inside, outside, it don't matter where. Niggas act up, they disappearing into thin air. H-Square,
yeah.
When you see the homies, throw it up. If we don't tear it down, I guarantee we blow it up.
Favorite
color brown skin, but I like a red bone. Never love a hoe, I only make them bring the bread home. Your girl brush you off cause she got a period. Your bitch suck me off cause she got a period. You better think twice if you gon' pop. See a bunch of big second letter niggas in the spot. And yes, they with me. Yes, they tipsy. Yes, they squeeze till they whole clip empty. Don't tempt me. Trigger happy nigga. I hit you with 16 before I touch the trigger. Steady stacking money, so it's easy to figure. Every time you see these homies, know they pockets getting bigger.
Inside, outside, no sides outside, temperature. East side, west side, temperature. It ain't your motherfucking body, temperature.
Hit his bitch up like a coochie hole and take your top off like where the hell the roof just go. There's some youngins in this game that'll hurt your flow. I'm the leader of these kids like Rufio. If a Sundance kid, one hit a quitter. Man, it's a team thing, so get this one for the kipper. Right-handed man, mean left hook. Jab like dab in a pretty boy look. BK Burrow, Flatbush Thorough. 4-6 my block, eating cheese like Irwin. Goons outside, tricked out rise. Chicks on deck looking so damn fly. Cushed by the pound, check my nigga eye. Mob in front of Mr. Chin, we getting it in. With the Subaru gangsters, true blue homies. Thugs and the hustlers, tear it up with me.
Inside, outside, temperature. No sides, outside, temperature. East side, west side, temperature. Hey, you motherfucking body, temperature.
I'm getting head like a lace front, puffing on a haze blunt. North, south, east, west, rolling up, release stress. I let shorty holler, now her friends wanna get up. They heard when I put it down that I tear that shit up. I'm focused on the future like a 2-hour school year. Money longer than the ruler, pack chips like Cuba.
Yeah, we're live back. Chris Game Radio, it's your boy Brooklyn Black. FNA has spoken in the building. DJ and Tess is rocking with us. Big shout out to the homie Nat Burner. He's still rocking with us, too. We about to, you know, sign off and say the farewells. So, tune in to us later on tonight, 11 p.m. We're going to have Coco Stallion in the building. Female MC coming out of Brooklyn. We're going to do the damn thing. Follow the show on Twitter, pregame_radio. Join the group on Facebook. Just search Pregame Radio. Join us up. Artists upload your tracks. You know, if you got videos on YouTube and all that, try going on the show. Hit us up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Hit me on Facebook, Brooklyn Black. You know, I follow back on Twitter and everything, and all that good stuff. DJ Intels, let the people know where they can find you, man.
You can find me on Facebook at DJ INTENCE. On Twitter at DJ Intense, DJ INTENCE. You know what it is, baby.
And he doesn't follow back, so just hit him up so you know where he's at and all the things he's doing. And, of course, you know, hit her up, Ebony Hazel Smoke on Twitter, Ebony Hazel Smoke on Facebook. She does the damn thing. Also on MySpace, sorry. I haven't logged on to MySpace in like 10 years. You know, like, I think the last time I logged on to MySpace, MJ was still alive, rest his soul. Whoa.
Hey, yo.
But, tune in to us tomorrow. We're going to be rocking here, and DJ Intense is hopefully going to bless us with the exclusive pregame radio throwback mix. F, you heard it, right?
Right.
You know, so DJ Intense is definitely going to be back on the check-in. Hit us up tomorrow. We got Coco Stallion in the building. You guys, as always, don't drink and drive. Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. We want you to come back to pregame. Which next time as we keep rocking, because we're not going to stop until, you know, the party's open. The party's never over on pregame radio. You heard what I'm saying? And with that being said, we're going to get into this Pro Dillinger. Never been. Good night. I'm going to see y'all later on tonight, 11 o'clock. Y'all know what it is. Peace out.
Peace. Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, it's Pro. How you been? Well, listen, I mean, I'm over here at the telly. I got some diesel, I got some Henny and shit, just a couple E-pills. So come kick it with me. Yeah, I know you got a man and all that, man, but so what, man? Fuck all that.
I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some Valley rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Pro tonight. I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some Valley rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Pro tonight. You ain't never seen me, and I ain't never seen you. A first chance encounter, it's very nice to meet you. I politely greet you, and we continue walking. Now you on my mind. Feel a connection sparking. I hope we meet again. Have a drink or see a movie. You got a nice bounce. Your aura so groovy. You a sure cutie. You got a soft booty. I put some words in your ears. You gon' wanna do me. Shorty wanna fuck around. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Grab that baby girl and I'ma grease you up and rub you down. Now I'm just all over you. R&B, you love you down. If your baby father knows, that nigga gon' run you down. I don't even deal with that. Baby, that ain't my department. The homie better keep his cool. Baby girl, I get retarded. Dylan to the dawn on. Drink me till it's all gone. I'm pussy get better, even wetter when my song's on. And now we meet again, and you with me again. Your body fire, close the oven door, the heat is in. That boy losing my, you need to get with me and win. I be in the telly with a bottle and some tree to spin. Waiting on you, anticipating the day I'm laying on you. Kissing on you, heavy orgasm, now I'm twitching on you. He don't deserve you, that nigga be shitting on you. I know you got him open though, cause he be tricking on you. Up and down like you looking at pole. Pop that pussy, make it roll. Open that bill, make it snow. Freaky hot, I'm naked ho. Hit it from the back, take it ho. That's why I got you naked, bro. Girl, I know you want this paper. That is why you shake it, bro. The way you moving, it got me open. Dutch masks, they got me smoking. G-ladies, they got me rolling. Sweaty sex, they got me soaking. The way you moving, it
me open. Dutch masters, they got me smoking. Cheap ladies, they got me rolling. Sweaty sex, they got me soaking.
I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Poe tonight. I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Poe tonight.
Initiating shutdown sequence.